Sky News: desperate migrants in Glasgow stabbing hotel unhappy with limited Wi-Fi, poor food. By Jack Montgomery on June 26, 2020. Sky News reporter James Matthews said that asylum seekers staying at a Glasgow hotel where multiple people including a police officer have been stabbed were unhappy with the limited Wi-Fi and the quality of food. Matthews, the Scotland bureau chief at Sky News, said he had spoken to an asylum seeker who was in the Park Inn Hotel when this incident took place and that he's told me about limited Wi-Fi which made it difficult to get in touch with relatives back home. The quality of food was very poor, there was little to no money given to the asylum seekers, leading to a great degree of unhappiness. Matthews added that campaign groups speaking on behalf of asylum seekers in Glasgow had said they were desperate people getting more desperate with time, claiming that one had committed suicide because he had reached the end of the road in terms of his ability to cope with conditions he regarded, and many like him regard, as untenable and unacceptable. An April 2020 report by the left-wing Guardian newspaper says that the untenable and unacceptable conditions faced by migrants moved into hotel accommodation in Glasgow as part of the government's coronavirus containment measures included 3 meals a day, basic toiletries and a laundry service, in addition to the aforementioned Wi-Fi. A report in The National published only yesterday about the death of the asylum seeker last month, said to be a drug user, cited by Sky News in their report noted that his death was unexplained and had not been ruled as suicide. As of the time of publication, the police have confirmed few details of the stabbing spree other than the fact that the suspect has been shot and 6 people injured, including a police officer who has been hospitalized. Although many outlets including the BBC have reported that there are at least 3 fatalities. The suspect's identity, background, and motivation have not been disclosed at this time. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.